A very popular exhibit of Prague Castle's seating furniture has received two pieces of good news. High demand has extended the exhibit until the end of October, and visitors can now admire a new acquisition, or rather one that has returned home after 27 years away. An armchair designed in the early 1920s by Josip Plečnik for President Tomáš Masaryk has been recovered at an auction, bought by Prague Castle and added to the rare collection of pieces on display at Prague's Royal Summer Palace. Linda Maštalíř has the story.
I'm standing in the park outside Prague's Royal Summer Palace at Prague Castle, where I've come to see an armchair designed by Josip Plečnik. The Prague Castle architect, Josip Plečnik, who hailed from Slovenia, is well known for his interwar-era remodeling of the Czech president's official residence. And on May 21, 2006, the castle's art collection department literally reclaimed an armchair that Josip Plečnik designed for President Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk's study. Bought at an auction for 170,000 crowns, the chair is part of an original trio. In the 1970s, when Gustav Husák ordered the remodeling of Prague Castle, many of the pieces from the bourgeois interwar era were discarded. Records show that the newly recovered chair was sold to the state-run company Klenoty Praha in 1978 and then lost until it turned up this spring. Earlier, Adriana Primusová, the curator of the On Four Legs exhibit, which is on display here at Letohrádek, explained how Prague Castle uncovered the history of the chairs.
This chair was proposed for Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk's office and library, and we thought that there was only one of these armchairs. However, then another one of these chairs turned up in an auction, so I started to research the potential existence of more of these chairs. That's how we discovered that Plečnik actually had three of these chairs made.
Josip Plečnik was the official Prague Castle architect between 1920 and 1935, and in addition to working on the exterior of the castle structure, he was entrusted with designing furniture for the various Masaryk family apartments. The Slovenian architect also liked to work with the number three in his designs. For example, he created tables with three legs and added only three chairs to match, rather than the requisite two or four. The fate of the newly recovered Plečnik chair is not unusual. Martin Hada, director of the castle's art collection, told me what happened to many items from Prague Castle during the communist era.
Kdybychom chtěli to vyjádřit číselně, tak patrně bychom řekli, že stovky kusů nábytku teda, protože
if we want to express the loss in numbers, then I would definitely say hundreds of pieces of furniture. In the 1960s and 1970s, when the castle's offices were remodeled with modern furniture, the historical pieces were not valued. During this time, there was a massive transfer of this furniture from the castle to other institutions. All the pieces were sold to antique shops. I can't give you an exact figure, but the process certainly affected hundreds of items.
In the 1990s, Prague Castle went through a process of restituting items which were formerly in its collection, and state-run enterprises were generally cooperative so that the castle administration was able to reclaim at least a fraction of the pieces that had disappeared. One of the three Plečnik chairs in question managed to remain at Prague Castle throughout the entire communist era, and in the 1990s it was declared a national cultural treasure. The second chair, recovered on May 21, 2006, returned to Prague Castle in rough shape after 27 years away. I talked to Milana Bravermanová from the Department of Prague Castle's art collection about the condition of the chair when it was recovered.
The armchair was damaged. After leaving the Prague Castle, the armchair had to be a long time on a very wet space, and it caused a degradation of the wood. And we were successful in the finding of the first and original upholstery. The upholstery was preserved on only a very small part, and we decided to find very similar textile and tissue. We were successful on it, and we bought very similar color, but not the same, but we are not sure of the first color, because the first color of this upholstery also changed because of the lighting of the sun and so on.
Restoration to the chair's wooden construction was also extensive, and the process even required locating a rare breed of American oak. Now, two of the three chairs are reunited in their original home, on display here at the Royal Summer Palace behind me, and Prague Castle's art department hopes that, with all the publicity that's being generated, the third armchair may also be recovered.
Linda Maštalíř reporting from Prague Castle, and visitors can see examples of Josip Plečnik's furniture at the On Four Legs exhibit, which runs at Prague Castle's Royal Summer Palace until October the 29th.